Hello. Hi, it's Lenora there. Lenora Kelton.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Rick. I'm calling you from National Opinion Survey. I'm calling you because we're conducting an opinion poll and would like to ask you just a few questions. Before we continue, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. Are you 18 years or older and registered to vote?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everyone, may I ask you your race?
African-American.
African-American, thank you. Is your age within 65 to 70?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely
vote? I work
for
the election poll, so I vote every time it's time to vote.
It's you vote all the time, you said?
Yes, I work for the board of election.
Oh, okay, thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Are you satisfied? Are you dissatisfied? Or are you very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed to?
Not satisfied.
Not satisfied? Would you say not satisfied or very not satisfied?
Very not satisfied.
Thank you. Thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following issues do you most want Congress focus on? You can select up to two, okay? We have fighting inflation, we have reducing crime, we have lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, we have investing in maternal health to make pregnancy and childbirth safer. We have standing up to rise in racism and discrimination. We also have providing affordable childcare. We have improving the economy. We have reducing gun violence. We have increasing border security and stopping illegal immigration. We have improving K-12 public school education. We have protecting women's reproductive freedoms and abortion rights. We have protecting LGBTQ rights and protecting voting rights and fighting threats to our democracy. Which two do you think are the most important for the Congress?
You just called off a whole lot of stuff. All of them. It's not with you.
Oh, yes, it's a very long list. But tell me, which are the two things you think the Congress should...
Gun violence.
The thing, huh? I'm
gun
sorry?
Violence and health.
And health, okay. So I have one says that says lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs. Would you say that this one is okay? And you said gun violence. I have one that says reducing gun violence. This will be the one? Okay. Thank you. And in your opinion, are the economic conditions in the country getting better? Are they staying the same? Or are they getting worse?
It's getting better.
Getting better. Thank you. And thinking about how the economy is going, especially for you and your family, would you say your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living? Are they falling behind the cost of living? Or are they rising to the point where you feel you can get ahead?
Keeping up. Just keeping up.
Keeping up. Thank you. Thank you. And in your opinion, which do you think are the greatest obstacles to economy success and upward mobility in this country? In your opinion, which do you think are the greatest obstacles to economic success and upward mobility in this country?
Gun violence, health care, the low income.
Let me see. Actually, we have some other options that, let me see. Okay, let me read you the options, okay? The first one says sexism and unequal pay or treatment for women. The other one says poor work ethic. The other one says unfair or rigged economy system for the rich. The other one says racism and discrimination. The other one says not enough good role models. The other one says too many people depending on the government for handouts. The other one says poor life choices and values by some. The other one says inadequate programs to help people poverty. The other one says the breakdown.
Repeat that one you just said.
Oh, inadequate programs to help people in poverty. That's one, okay. The other one says the breakdown of the traditional family structure, and the other one says lack of good paying job opportunities.
The poverty one. Again, back to low income.
Okay. Thank you. So wow. Any other would you say you can choose, you can pick two. So any other you would like to pick?
Low income.
Okay. And now here are some reasons.
The one they need to do something about, the one that rich white people.
The rich white people. Okay. Unfair and rigged economic system for the rich.
Right.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Thank you for that. And now here are some reasons others have given for why they say crime is rising. Please tell me which you think is the biggest reason, okay? The first one says inadequate programs to help lower income people. The second one says a toxic culture, music, TV, video games, and movies that promote bad values. The third one says a broken bail and parole system which lets criminals back on the streets too quickly. The fourth one says...
I'm right there.
I'm sorry, would you pick that one?
Uh-huh.
Okay. The streets too quickly. Okay, you have to pick two, so let me read the rest and let me know if you feel comfortable with any other rest, okay? Too many young people not being properly parented and raised. The other one says a lack of good paying jobs and opportunities for people without a degree or job training. The other one says too many undocumented immigrants crossing our borders. The other one says prosecutors and elected officials who are not tough enough on crime. The other one says inflation and the rising cost of living making it harder for people to get by.
No, the one before that.
Prosecutors and elected officials who are not tough enough on crime.
That one.
Thank you. Okay, and how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? Have you heard a lot? Have you heard a little? Or have you heard nothing at all?
I haven't heard nothing about that because they doing real good with the school system.
Okay, thank you. Do you support or oppose the efforts to remove or ban books from public schools?
I would never ban books.
Okay, so you will say you oppose or support?
Support.
Support
the book.
I'm sorry. Oh, but we're talking about the ban the books. So would you say you're opposed then?
Right.
Okay. So would you say you oppose, you somewhat oppose to ban books, or you strongly oppose to ban books?
You're confusing me now.
I'm sorry?
Confusing me. Say that again.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you somewhat oppose to ban the books, or do you strongly oppose to ban the books?
No.
Would you say strongly then, or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly, okay. Now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people or organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. It's like a neutral. Okay? You may use any number from 0 to 100. Depending on how you feel, that's what we care to know right now. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization before, please let me know. I have an option for that too. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you heard about Kevin McCarthy?
No.
No, you have not heard about him. Okay. Have you heard about critical race theory or CRT?
No.
No, okay. Have you heard about the NAACP?
Yeah.
And how do you feel about it from the scale from 0 to 100?
100,
thank you. Have you heard, this is just part of the protocol, maybe you know, I'm pretty sure you know, but I have to ask you anyway. Have you heard about Donald Trump?
Zero,
thank you. Have you heard about the gay rights movement?
I go with that 100.
100, thank you. Have you heard about Barack Obama?
100.
100. Have you heard about Beyonce?
Who?
Beyonce?
You talking about the singer?
Yeah.
100.
100, thank you. Have you heard about Jakeem Jeffries?
Never heard of him.
Never heard of him, thank you. Have you heard about Kamala Harris?
100.
100, thank you. Have you heard about the feminist movement?
100.
Have you heard about Joe Biden?
200.
Okay, I'm going to take that as a 100 because that's the only option that I have. But thank you. That was a pretty clear message. Thank you so much. Have you heard about Ron DeSantis?
Never heard of him.
Never heard of him. Thank you. Have you heard about the movement Black Lives Matter?
100.
100. Thank you. Okay, I know it's a way off, but thinking about the 2024 presidential election, if that election was held today and the candidates were Donald Trump and the Republican, Cornel West, the third-party candidate, and Joe Biden, the Democrat, for whom would you vote?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, thank you. Switching things up a bit, please rate how much each of the following could impact your personally using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it will have a major impact on your life, 5 means a moderate impact on your life, and 0 means that you think it won't have any impact at all on your life. You can use any number between 0 to 10. Again, if you don't know, please let me know.
Read
okay?
the question first and then do that bad because you beat and forgot.
Oh, okay, okay.
You got it the first time.
Okay, sure, no problem. Thank you. How do you think it's going to impact on you personally the crime and violence in this country?
That, that impacts me a lot because I live in a crime-rate neighborhood. Whatever the highest number is, that's what I'm going for.
Okay, thank you. What about the climate change? From 0 to 10, how much do you think it will impact you personally?
Not really. What's that one was in between?
Well, it can be any number from 0 to 10, 0 no impact at all, and 10 major impact.
Oh, 0.
0, okay. How much do you think it's going to impact on you personally, the country's economy going into a recession soon?
A whole lot.
Okay, thank you. How do you think it's going to impact on your life personally, the affirmative action ending?
A whole lot.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a series of policy statements that some say the government should implement. For each one, please tell me if you agree or disagree with the policy, okay? The first one says ban assault weapons. Do you agree or disagree with that?
Agree.
Would you say somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. The next policy statement says children under 18 should not be allowed to pursue medical gender reassignment, such as undergoing surgery or taking hormone blockers. Do you agree or disagree with that?
I agree. Too young.
Okay. Would you say somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you. The next statement says the government should pass a law that creates a federal paid family and medical leave program for all workers to take care of themselves or family members with a serious health condition. Do you agree or disagree with that?
Wait a minute, read that again.
Oh, I'm sure. The government should pass a law that creates a federal paid family and medical leave program for all workers to take care of themselves or family members with a serious health condition.
I agree.
Would you say somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. The government should pass legislation to protect abortion rights so that abortion is legal nationwide. Would you agree or disagree with that?
I disagree.
Okay. Would you say somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. The government should provide free childcare to all families. Would you agree or disagree with that?
I disagree because a lot of them not working.
Okay.
They paying them, you know, and that's what they doing. And then the parents, the mamas and stuff is sitting around like in my neighborhood where I live, doing nothing, getting high.
Okay, thank you. Would you say somewhat or strongly?
Strongly,
thank you. The next statement says, raise the salaries of public school teachers and support staff. Would you agree or disagree on that?
Raise the salary on?
Of the public school teachers and support the staff.
The school teachers is the staff, I thought.
Yeah.
I strongly agree, because some of these kids is bad as hell.
Okay, thank you.
A lot. I strongly agree with that.
Thank you so much. And the last statement says the government should legalize marijuana for citizens over the age of 21 for medical and recreational use. Would you agree or disagree with that?
I disagree. That's too young.
Okay, so would you say somewhat or
strongly disagree?
Thank you. In which, if any, of the following situations should employers be required by law to give their workers paid time off? Would you say, I'm sorry?
Strongly agree.
Oh, well, actually, I'm going to read you the scenarios and tell me if you agree with them to receive paid time off, okay?
Right.
For example, the first situation will be fathers adopting a child. Would you say it's a good situation to give paid time off?
Repeat that.
Oh, fathers adopting a child.
I strongly disagree.
Okay. Mothers adopting a child.
I strongly disagree.
Okay. Death of a family member.
Strongly agree.
Okay. Sickness or serious injury.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Caring for a family member with a serious health condition.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. When dealing...
Wait a minute. The one with adoption, I take that back. Strongly agree, because a lot of, parents can't have.
Oh, sure. So would you say fathers and mothers or just one of them?
Both. I'm fine to play the role of the mother and the father.
Okay, thank you. Okay, the next situation says, when dealing with a mental health episode, should they receive paid time off?
Agree, strongly.
Thank you. The next situation says, mothers giving birth to a child.
Agree, strongly agree.
Thank you. And when fathers whose spouse or partner is giving birth to a child.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. And how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, just often, not often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay. Thank you. Have any of the following things happened to you or a member of your household in the last 20 months? Okay. Home was vandalized or broken into?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
That's if a family member or me, somebody broke into their house? No.
Yeah. Okay. Same options, applies to respondent, applies to household, or does not apply at all. Money or property was stolen?
No.
Car was stolen or broken into?
No.
Violent crime such as assault?
Repeat that.
Oh, violent crime such as assault?
No.
Okay, thank you. Switching gears a bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of school that you have completed or started? From 1 to 11th grade, high school graduate.
I was a graduate.
I'm sorry?
Graduate. I graduated 12th grade.
12th grade? Okay. Do you have some college or vocational certificate, or are you college graduated?
No, I'm not college. I graduated from senior high.
Okay. Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner? Are you single? Are you separated? Are you divorced or widow?
Divorced.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years or of age or younger living in your household?
Nope. Live by myself. I have
one
daughter. She's grown.
Oh, okay. Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Would you say it's urban? Will you say it's suburban or rural?
Ghetto. Whichever one ghetto fit that them names, that's the one.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry?
No, I was getting ready to say if I could pick my house up and take it in the country somewhere, that's what I'd do.
Oh, yeah, that sounds lovely, actually. Thank you. Just allow me 1 second. How often do you attend church or religious services? would you say twice a week or more? Every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever, or never?
Hardly ever. My house and me is my church.
Okay. Thank you for that. Now I'm going to read you a list of news, outlets or stations. For each, please tell me how often you regularly watch or read them in the span of a week, okay? The MSNBC, would you say it's very often, somewhat often, not that often, or seldom to never?
Somewhat often, because I be on local news.
Okay, thank you.
You know what? Take that back. Often, because I watch every Sunday.
Very. Oh, okay.
When they had what you call them, Congress, the state, Senate, and all of that on for an hour.
You watch it like once a week?
Yeah.
Oh, well, actually, the time frame that we have is how often you watch this channel in the span of a week. So if you see it just once a week, we have the options that says very often.
Three, four times a week, because I watch
three.
It at local.
Okay, so which would you feel more comfortable or will fit better? The first one says very often. The second one says somewhat often. The other one says not that often, or the last one says seldom to never.
Very often.
Very often. Thank you. The next one says your local TV news. How often do you watch it?
Every day, all day. Very often.
And what about Fox News?
Very often.
And what about CNN?
Somewhat. Because after I get through watching regular news all day long.
And what about network news such as NBC, ABC, or CBS?
CBS, that's eight.
I
want to say CBS is eight.
Okay. So how often would you say you watch it?
Every day. I'll be glad when they put it back.
Okay. Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, as a Republican, as an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Would you say a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat? Okay. Thank you. Which of the following best describes your current health insurance coverage? Is it Medicare? Is it Medicaid? Is it health insurance provided by you or your spouse's employer? Is it health insurance you bought and paid for yourself? Is it no health insurance or other?
Medicare, because when I came out on disability.
Medicare, okay.
Job because I worked at a Cleveland Clinic, so.
Oh, okay. Medicare it is. Okay. So who is the primary breadwinner in your household? Would you say you? You? Okay. Okay. Would you please tell me into which of the following categories the yearly income of your household falls, including everyone in the household? Just stop me when I get to your category, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The first one says under $15,000 a year, from $15,000 to $30,000 a year, from
right there.
$15,000 to $30,000, okay. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQAI plus community yourself?
Why what?
Do you identify yourself as a member of the LGBTQ community?
No.
Okay. Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation, for your time and patience. We really appreciate that.
With all them questions, they should have been them that take the time to do it. They should have been sending them gift cards or something.
I'm going to send that for sure. I'm going to let them know that they should think about it. Thank
That's
you. Thank you again.
That's the question. Okay.
I for sure let them know. Thank you, Lenora. I really, really appreciate it. Hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, okay?
You too.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.